Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. And all this week, Pastor Brian is presenting a message called Preparing for Battle from Joshua chapter 1, verses 10 through 18. So we pick up where Pastor Brian left off last time. And now, Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
The Lord wants us to walk by faith and trust Him. When those doubts come in, I just have to take them captive. People could change their mind. You know, lots of things could happen from now until the middle of June. The whole economy could collapse, and we're all in doom. And I mean, there's a million possibilities. I find myself, my mind going, and I just have to say, no, I'm going to trust the Lord. He's not a type of God that would ask us to put money into escrow at risk and then say, just kidding. See, I wanted to see if you'd walk by faith. That's not His nature. And He wants to do something beyond our brains to actually say, yeah, God's going to do this. That's where faith comes in. He'd want us to walk by faith and to trust Him. And I had something interesting happen this last week. A guy that I've never met gave me a phone call, and he's involved in ministry in Sacramento. And some of the things that he shared on the phone, because he said he had a prophecy for me. And some of the things that he shared in this prophecy are things that I believe the Lord sown in my heart the moment that I got saved. As 1 Corinthians 14 says, when a prophecy goes out, the secrets of your heart are revealed. And this man was speaking right to the secrets of my heart that probably I've shared with very few people in my life, of what I believe the Lord sown in my heart when I got saved and the calling that He has for me. And so I realized this must be from the Lord. And the portion I want to share with you is something that He said about us as a congregation. And He said, and again, He has no background of who I am or our church and where we're at and what we're trying to do. He says, right now your church is a baby compared to what God's going to increase it in the near future. And even with that, I say, yeah, is God going to do it? I mean, a total stranger calls, gives a word from the Lord that is right from the Lord. Then I still wonder and doubt. Lord, help me to walk in faith and not to waver and just to say, the Lord's given this to us. Let's get prepared to go in and possess the land, whether it's 3 days or it's 3 weeks before this takes place. Let's get ready for what God has given to us to possess. And it takes faith. I'm like a little child waiting for Christmas. It's just like, as you get closer, it just takes so long. This time's going by so slow. The Lord says, trust Him. I want to give you a passage of Scripture which reveals the nature and character of God out of Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, verse 8 and verse 9. God is going to describe how He's going to make a nation in one day, and He's going to say, has anyone ever heard of such a thing? It just seems impossible. Verse 8. Just who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as Zion travailed, she gave birth to her children. Look what it says of God. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I who caused the delivery shut up the womb, says your God? And He's describing here the nature of God, as God would say, am I the type of person that would give you birth, give you a child, and bring you that birth right to the womb, and then stop the process? Is that the nature and character of our God? That's not what He does. He wants us to walk by faith and trust that the completion of that birth, the completion of that blessing, is going to be brought to us. But we are, I don't know if I'm speaking for you, but I know I'm so quick to doubt when God's going to do this tremendous thing, it's almost too good to be true. But God's not the person that sets you up to disappoint you, is He? I think He's in the business of blowing our minds of how awesome He could work and what He's desiring to do. And He's not the type of God that's going to give us an air conditioning unit and not get put in the building. Amen? Some are more excited about the AC than they are about the building. But He's given us a promise. Now He wants us to walk by faith during that time. And that delay is going to strengthen our faith. And as Romans speaks of Abraham, says he didn't waver at the promises. He didn't go back and forth, but he was strengthened by faith as he continued to trust the Lord. Go back to Joshua 1 if you're not there. The second reason for this delay here in Joshua chapter 1, which is also consistent with the way in which God works, is that He was going to save one person out of Jericho before He brought His judgments. It says, in 3 days we're going over. Now, What most Bible teachers believe as you put the book of Joshua together is Joshua chapter 1, this message that he gives, actually takes place after the spies are sent in, which is described in Joshua chapter 2, and they come back. And they give a report to the land. Then Joshua says, within 3 days, we're going to go in and possess the lands. And during that delay, the spies went in. This delay here before they moved out, the spies went in. They talked with Rahab, and she's the one that confessed faith in the God that they serve. And made a promise to them, because she hid them in the roof, that when they come back and destroy the city, that her and her family would be saved. So God could have moved in, but there was one person that he wanted to bring deliverance for, and that's Rahab and her family. And that's often the way in which things are happening, although we can't see it. One thing that I've learned from the book of Acts is that God works on the messenger, but he also works on the people that are going to receive the message. And we're wondering what's going to happen, but God's getting people ready to for this ministry that you are to bring. And we see that happening in Acts chapter 8, where Philip was in Samaria and a revival broke out. It says these healings were taking place, demons were being cast out. The apostles even came down, laid hands on people, and they were filled with the Spirit, and people were baptized, and people were saved. And it says the Spirit of God told Philip to go out into the deserts. And right at that time, as he's walking along that desert, probably wondering, what am I doing here? I mean, here I'm in revival land, now I'm out in the middle of no man's land. It says a chariot comes by, and a guy's reading the Bible. Not only reading the Bible, he's reading Isaiah chapter 53, which predicted the death of the Messiah and how he'd suffer for our sins. And it says the Spirit of God told him to go up there and join the chariots. And Philip asked, the guy asked him, you know, is he speaking of himself or is he speaking of another person? And Philip, it says, Philip preached Jesus to him. See how that man was prepared? It says he went to Jerusalem and he worshipped. And probably what was happening, he went there and he had a heart for God. He was a worshiper of God. He didn't find the salvation that's in Jesus Christ. And he's still reading the scriptures as he's coming back. That man's heart was fully prepared for Philip to come in and to minister to him. And that's what's happening right now as you're getting ready to do the work that God's called you to. He's now beginning to prepare the hearts of the people that you will minister to. And although it may seem like there's this delay, what's going on, God, he's not delaying. He's working. He's working in a way that you cannot see. And he's preparing hearts. I find it amazing how often someone will visit our church one time, and that'll be the exact message that they need to hear. And they'll either write me a letter, or they'll tell one of their relatives that's there, gee, this guy has been following my life, and, you know, did you tell him I was coming? And I've had people accuse their family members of that. You told him I was going to be here. You told him to preach on that very topic. It's God's timing, God's preparation. And he's doing that on our behalf. And he wanted to rescue one person, Rahab, out of